You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I believe that it's high time for us to go ahead and pull the plug on the terminally ill patient called marriage. Let it die. Lay it to rest. Now, we all have seen the results of Dr. Dre's outright archaic divorce rape. Yes, he got bent over that barrel just like Marcellus Wallace in Pulp Fiction. And I'm pretty sure every man that has gone through a contested divorce feels that exact way. I don't remember who said this, whether it was a comment or a video, but it's a good saying. The quickest way to turn a law-abiding man into a criminal is to have him go through a divorce. So yes, over $300,000 a month until either party dies. Lifelong alimony in Cuckafornia. And no one thinks this is wrong. So, to all of the feminists out there who want to talk about equality and male privilege, you've never heard them once say anything about the outright archaic divorce laws. Anyone who thinks this settlement is fair, gentlemen, kindly X them out of your lives. This is obscene. $300,000 a month. I'm just going to say this. That amount of money can hire a great hockey mask wearing magician that can abracadabra her ass. I'm just saying. Wow. Dr. Dre is never going to be able to retire. He's not. And let's look at it from another angle. Why do you think his payments were set that high? Well, in my humble opinion, it's because he actually tried to fight. See, that settlement was meant to be a scare tactic for the everyday average man. However, we're going to look further down the line. And that's where I want to focus this video. In my humble opinion, when the boomers and the rest of the Gen Xers die off, when we're done, that will be the complete end of the long-term marriage. They were married for over 24 years. Now, of course, you still have millennials who get married, but we see that their marriages barely last 7 years, if that. So yeah, when the boomers and the Gen Xers die off, long-term marriage will die right along with us. But let's go ahead and take a look in the future. Because right now, you have women complaining that men aren't even approaching them anymore. Ladies, you could have prevented all of this. Not once have you seen any female group march down to the family court and say, hey, we should get these laws changed? No, you haven't. And guess what? Younger men have seen this. They've seen the inaction of the modern woman. They've seen women cheer for settlements like this. Isn't it ironic? Bill Gates' wife, Jeff Bezos' wife, they took their payment and they moved on with life. They did not make it a contentious divorce like this woman did. I guess that goes to show you who really has a poverty mindset. But, like I said, ladies, marriage, long-term marriage, that's over. That is done. Stick a fork in it. It is done. And now, guess what? Even more men have been red-pilled by this divorce settlement. Ladies, that's a wrap. It is over. Now, I find it hilarious the fact that so many women still call into Kevin Samuels' show talking about they want to get married. Ladies, you do not control access to marriage. We men do. And guess what? More and more men are going to shut that gate. And guess what? A lot more of you women are coming back trying to say, well, we need men. We need men. And men are like, no. You don't want the man. You simply want his money. So, another thing, any woman who says, well, marriage is about love. Yeah, right. Nope. And this article is all over the place. Yeah, she got the bag. Okay. That right there has shut so many women out of marriage to where we say, you know what? Let's just go ahead and officially kill it. Wow. I just have to keep saying this. That amount, over $300,000, that is just outright obscene. And we're supposed to be in the modern times, right? She should be able to go out and get herself a job, right? She's a lawyer, right? Oh, no, 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 no. She deserves that. Wow. Just wow. But hey, you know what? It's okay. Because more young men are going to be running away from the plantation at breakneck speeds. I wouldn't be surprised if they try to start doing like they do guys over in India and literally forcing them to get married at gunpoint. Oh, yeah. You guys think I've never covered stories like that? Yes, there are guys in India who literally get forced at gunpoint to marry. So don't be surprised if something like that starts happening over here. But I don't think that's going to take off too much. The shotgun marriage? Oh, no, 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 no. Nope. I don't think that's going to be relatively effective over here anymore. But all in all, ladies, if you think that this settlement was fair in any way, shape, or form, and you're not married, you can go ahead and kiss your marriage prospects goodbye. It's over. And more men are going to realize, they have realized, that marriage is the rawest deal a man could ever find himself in. Take it from me, gentlemen. Marriage is the worst decision you can ever make. That's why I'm glad my son said on the camping trip that he's not even thinking about marriage. Told him, good on him. For you younger gentlemen out there, do not let anyone try to pressure you or shame you into marriage. In particular, your mother. Oh, I want grandkids. That ain't my fucking problem. Well, you should get married. Yeah, right. And fellas, do not fall for the, I would never do that. Or the thought process that gets even more men in trouble with marriage. It'll never happen to me. Now, I've said this in the past, and I wholeheartedly stand by this. Any man who gets married in the modern times, when all the information is readily available as to why you should not get married, you deserve what you get. Yes. Now, let me reiterate that. Any man who gets married in these modern times, especially after you've seen this divorce settlement, and you still think that it's not going to happen to you, or she would never do that, you deserve what you get. When she deposits your ass at the family court, guess what? You'll get no sympathy from yours truly. You knew the risks. You decided to play the game. You thought that you could beat the rigged game. And guess what? You're going to get your ass bent over that barrel, just like Marcellus Wallace, just like Dr. Dre, just like so many other men. You're not going to win at the marriage game. It is completely and totally rigged against you. Now, I'm going to close out with this. Dr. Dre is now officially a criminal. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, $300,000 a month for the rest of his life. Now, if he can't pay that, off to jail he goes. If he decides to have a magician put on the mask, guess what? Off to jail he goes. So yes, the threat of jail is going to be hanging over his head for the rest of his life. So, I'm just saying. I hope the Robin Williams scenario doesn't play out in Dr. Dre's case. I am definitely more inclined and outright hopeful that an OJ scenario plays out. But let me know what you guys think. Ladies, the power will eventually go out. Feminism, these outright archaic divorce laws, and the family court system will go out right along with it. Why? Because more men are going to be running away from the plantation, and you can go ahead and kiss the institution of marriage goodbye. It is terminal, and men are pulling the plug. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am.